You have always been most kind to those of us who are ordinarily classed merely as troublesome young men. Harold Macmillan to Winston Churchill, January 1928. They were schooled at Eton and Harrow, Cambridge and Oxford. They lived in Belgravia and Mayfair and spent their weekends at sprawling country houses in Kent, Sussex and Oxfordshire. They were part of the small, clubby network that dominated English society. And now, in May 1940, these Tory members of Parliament were doing the unthinkable, trying to topple Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, the leader of their own party, from power. They knew they were courting political suicide. They were challenging a powerful authoritarian Prime Minister who equated criticism of his policies with treason and employed a full complement of dirty tricks to stamp out dissent.